You're listening to Big Tom and Roach, a different type of morning show, only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. God, dude, in the house, I'm like, I scared. I dropped my hot pot.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I wouldn't be so hostile if you had 1 ounce of talent.
Sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
Here's Big Tom and Roach.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
And we are here on a Wednesday morning, 7:05. Good morning, Roach.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Listen, it feels like I'm getting back to the real world.
Is that good?
It's a good thing, and it's also a scary thing, because I looked at my mom email this morning, because the kids went back to school yesterday.
Right.
And I was busy all day yesterday. I could have really looked at it yesterday, because I was kind of in a waiting room all day, but I just kind of looked at it. There's 97 emails on my mom email.
Oh.
Which means it's from schools, doctors.
Right.
Hopefully most of them are clearance.
That's very
clearance
smart.
Alerts.
That's a very smart way to categorize it. I tried to gather everything in the same email address, and it drives me mad.
No, that's just smart. Way too overwhelming. No.
Yeah, I get all the time. I'll get like a teacher at the school will say, "Hey, did you get my email, or did you get my whatever message?" And you doing okay? Did you just regurgitate your cookie? Did I just see you regurgitate?
I just realized I put a cookie in my mouth.
Oh, in the middle. Oh, so you. Right. Oh, that was sweet.
No, sorry. Keep going. I didn't mean to throw you off. I'm not choking. I'm not throwing up. I just placed the cookie back out onto my hand.
But I do. I've even had teachers that give me a hard time that, "Oh, you don't email me anymore now that your kid's not in my class." Because it's a small school and people build bonds. And,
right.
You know, I don't think there's probably not a lot of people like me that go through the school and just say crazy stuff for no
reason.
And so, like a lot of times the emails just get lost because everything goes to one place. And that's I like that.
Yeah.
People have bank accounts for different purposes.
I had to do it. So I have different accounts for everything. And that's how I do it. I don't have like a bunch.
So for Giggles, like I could have an account for my personal business, the things that I'm reaching out for. I could have one for like a catch-all for all the comedians asking for work.
Yeah, it would be well, for Giggles, it'd be, BigTom@Giggles.com, right?
Well, I don't own Giggles.com, but yeah, I know what you mean. Giggles
or
Live.
Giggles
yeah.
Live. No, yeah, yeah. You don't want to own Giggles.com. I told you what that is. People do not go to that site.
Well, not unless you're a freak. If you're a freak, go ahead. That's our disclaimer.
Or if you're lonely.
Maybe I'll go to the website.
But yeah, so I'm thinking, okay, after this, I need to go home. Yesterday I paid my bills. I had like maybe six of them were late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there fees attached to all of them?
Oh, there's going to be. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait till the 15th on these because I already got the late fee. What am I freaking out about? I'm trying to like balance the checkbook, and then I thought, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, that late fee is going to be there until it's due again next month, right?
Yeah, it's too late. Like, I got to pay it. Move on.
You're like, in a way, I kind of bought myself some time.
Yeah, I kind of did. I mean, it's silly, but Christmas had me by the throat, I feel like. It was a hard one.
Speaking of that, let's just say I was a census taker and I was to show up at your house.
Yeah.
How many people would be there tonight right around bedtime?
Only six.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
I like that. As a census taker, I'd appreciate that. As census takers appreciate people being in their own dwellings.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know anything about census taking, but that's just a guess.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was.
So you're doing good.
I'm doing, I feel like, it's not even like a happiness, it's like a peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I could feel that, like right when you walk through the door, I could feel it.
Well, like even on my marriage too, it's like,
oh, I'm sure.
Now it's like, oh, we're back. I think we're back. We're back, right? Are we getting back? We're back.
Sure. Yeah. Well, he had pressure from all kinds of directions. So that had to be, you know, and you were, your cup was full and his cup was full. And now you guys have some, make some room for each other. That's good.
Yeah. It's tough when you have people that want attention like a lot. Of like most of the time, it's like, no, you, me, look at me, look at me, look at me, focus on me. Don't look at those losers. Look at me. So it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, those losers are also part of our life. So we have to kind of, you got to share us.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I have that with my parents are kind of like that, where I think they don't realize when they come to town that everybody else is not retired. So everybody else kind of has responsibilities.
Right.
And everybody, and you should plan ahead. Like they do the thing where they're like, oh, we're coming probably in June. Like probably in June. Mm-hmm. And then they show up in like whenever they want. And they don't tell anybody when they're leaving. And they just stay and stay and stay until somebody's like, hey, can you guys maybe go stay someplace else? It caused a strain on our marriage. It causes strain on other people. And it's just a different way of thinking. It's just kind of bizarre to me too.
Yeah. You know, and then like the kids that are visiting, they don't get it. They're just like, why are you working? Why are you tired? Why do you guys go to bed so early? Why, you know, and they kind of take it like as a bummer of a trip. And it's like, hey, you guys came to visit. We are happy to have you, but.
And at the same time, your kids are like, why can't we go party with these guys? They don't have a bedtime. They eat whatever they want.
Do want to party with them. I'm like, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
Wow, that's tough.
In a certain way, it's like I tell them, different strokes for different folks. What works for them doesn't necessarily work for us. We do things very differently.
Yeah. See, my rule is a house guest, which I try to do as seldom as possible.
Yeah.
Is to adopt the rules of the home. You don't want to interrupt the home.
Right. I kind of just want to be unseen unless I'm called upon or I can help after I eat. Like, can I help? Can I collect the dishes?
Yeah. Showing gratitude is kind of the way to go in that situation.
But which is nice. So I'm supposed to go to Phoenix this month.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really trying to find a way to get out of sleeping in a motel. Or a hotel, or it's not going to be a hotel. It's going to be like an inn or something. But I have relatives in Phoenix, I just found out. They're my brother's in-laws. And they told my brother and his wife told me, you should call them. You can go stay there. And I'm thinking, I wonder how far from the club they are. And so I was talking to my girlfriend who's coming with me. And she said, let's stay there. It'll be free. And I said, that's true. I said, except we're going to be there for 4 nights.
Oh, really?
Yes.
4 nights?
So I was like,
So you go a night before. You said these are 4 nights of comedy or 3 nights of comedy?
It's 4, I guess, because it's the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and the 23rd.
Wow.
Right? So I looked at it as 3 nights, but I guess it's 4. Anyway,
that's kind of a big ask, but then again, there's a lot of people who can do it.
I got to follow the rule. I'm going to go there on the most expensive nights to stay at a hotel. So I'm going to ask if I can stay on
Friday, Saturday.
Right. And then I'll stay at the hotel on Thursday, Sunday.
You can also look around too. Is it like the Glendale area? Some of those places where
I don't even know where to look. I don't even know. Like I've never been there. My girlfriend said, let's just stay near the club and we'll rent scooters.
That's hilarious.
And I'm down with that. I do that when I go to San Diego. When I go to La Jolla. We've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just zip around everywhere.
Well, in like the Glendale area, that's where they do baseball spring training and all that. It's right there by Phoenix. if at least I think it's Glendale. I may be making names up, but I'll help you. I'll help you find it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hotels because there's a lot of people that go out there for spring training, and I don't think that they stay as full during the rest of the year. So.
Okay. And then we were going, do we drive or is it cheaper to get on an airplane? So she looked at the airplane ticket as $80 round trip, and I went, well, that's probably going to be what we're going to pay for gas.
Yeah, then you got to get an Uber.
Right. Well, then she goes, yeah. And then I said, well, but then we have to rent a car when we get there. So, Michelle, I actually talked to my husband this morning, and he said he's going to hook us up with a car in Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, there you go. And then it's worth flying.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
It's, I can't remember how the Phoenix, I don't know if I've ever even flown into the Phoenix airport, but... If especially if getting to the car is easy, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So when he told me that, I said, is there any way you can hook me up with a deal on a car? He's like, yeah, I can do that. And I went, oh, sweet.
Nice. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it all out.
Well, hopefully you can get a hotel within a decent distance. And yeah. If you can stay and maybe make some new family.
Well, I know these people very well.
Oh, you do know them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you knew them.
No, I know them very well.
Yeah, the way you mentioned it was kind of as if this was an unknown quantity.
Joyce and Ronnie. Ronnie.
Okay, so they're cool.
Oh, they're great. And they totally would have me for four nights. It would be silly for me to do what I'm going to do, but I need to practice what I preach.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? No, I feel you. Totally feel you. That's the way, yeah.
It's not like I'm going there for the nightlife. I am the nightlife.
Right. I'm bringing the entertainment to this town.
Yeah.
I need a place of comfort.
Totally. Hey, so I got a friend follow last night on Instagram, and I think he's your buddy too.
Oh, really?
He's, I think he's a DJ on the radio in the 805.
Is it Mambo?
Yes, Mambo.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, after I reposted one of your things, I bet.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
You posted one of my things?
Yeah, the doggy video.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I never get reposts.
When you guys got...
thanks.
I repost you all the time. What are you talking about? Yeah. Lunatic. You don't get any reposts because you don't know you do.
Oh. Doesn't it say, like, you know, shared or something?
If you looked at my page every once in a while, you'd see it.
Dang. Well,
let me write that down. Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
Do you want to talk to him the rest of the morning? I only look at my own page.
Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
So that's what I want to talk to you about. I don't think you do enough social media because I never see your stuff.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
I never, ever hear your stuff or see it.
I need an intern. The problem is I hate looking at social media. I can post social media all day.
Just don't do Facebook.
Facebook's where I drew a gigantic following because of just joking around.
Just do it. Just post and don't scroll. Post and don't scroll.
Is there an app where you can do that? Where you just, it kind of avoids?
No, you just have to practice self-discipline. It's really hard. I realized this morning that... okay, it's time to log off for probably, I'm not going to really log off, but I'm not going to push that button for the next couple days.
Yeah.
Just because I've already posted too many things.
Well, they call that, what do they call that? Social media cleanse? Social media, detox.
I got to do it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at everybody's like collages of, it's been a great year. Look at everything I've done. And I'm like, hey, I want to do that. And then I go, why do you want to do that?
Isn't it great how on social media you see people and everybody's talking about how it's the best year and blah, blah, blah. And then when you run into somebody in person, everybody talks like the last year's been the worst of their lives. Like, what's up with this? Somebody's lying.
Oh, man. But, you know, I was like, oh, well, I started off the year with COVID. And you know what I mean? And then I thought, because I'm scrolling to the end of December and I'm like, oh, here we are, and I'm scrolling through, I'm like, whoa, a lot of things really did happen.
Yeah,
right. And then but the first thing was COVID, and then I thought, wait, why am I doing this?
Oh, yeah, you start getting going down and you start feeling really bad. You start to feel bad.
No, I didn't feel bad. I felt, oh, look at this, right? Like, oh, I forgot I did that. Oh, I did do that. I thought you were
going into the news
items. No. I was scrolling my pictures
on
my phone. But then I thought, like, I started to get, like, real proud of myself. And then I thought, whoa, ego, calm down. You know what? We're not doing this.
Right.
And that's when I went, you need to get off social media for a couple days and breathe.
Yeah, don't drink your own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Totally. Totally. 100%. I need to go do something for somebody else today.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to go volunteer.
Yeah, to my kids. Remember you said we needed milk? I got some.
Public service hours rendered.
You are listening to The Giggles Live Radio Network.
Now a breaking sports report.
It's a nice day in California.
You're listening to The Giggles Live Radio Network. You're listening to The Giggles Live Radio Network.
There we go. We're back here. Big Tom and Roach.
I just had an epiphany.
You did.
Not an epiphany, but a wonder.
Mm-hmm.
What if, so everyone's like, oh, we got to be afraid of China and Russia right now. Like, they got these missiles and they're kind of screwing around and they're doing weird, funky stuff. But I just had a thought. What if Russia is doing the investigation via spy and they expose everything that really happened in Wuhan?
Ooh, that'll be interesting.
The part that would be interesting is the American people going, yeah, but it's Russia.
We can't trust that information.
I can't believe them. Everyone's going to be like, oh, there's Russia again.
I feel like people have already bought into, in almost every lane of politics, people have already bought into what they believe, and no amount of evidence, no amount of video, visual proof will deter somebody from what they believe.
Totally. What is the guy's name with the long red hair? What's his name? I'm blanking on his name right now. You know who I'm talking about?
Carrot Top.
No, he's a comedian without props, and he does the videos. He's hilarious.
The long red hair, and
he's got
videos?
Like a beard and a goatee. He works out.
What? Why do I have no idea who you're talking about?
You're going to force me to go on social media to find out his name. He did this video very recently. They drop all the time, but he talks to himself as the two different parties, kind of, right? The two different personalities. And he says, oh, I see. So you're in denial of being in denial. And this other side goes, exactly. And that's what you're all that big long note just to get to what he said. I just want to take credit for saying, so you're in denial.
That totally makes sense, denial. Though. Now I want to see this dude. I think that's why when you were describing him, it's just not somebody I've seen before. It's not somebody that would be.
He's gone very much. I don't want to say he's gone to the right, but he kind of used to be like I'm a more of a libertarian. We've talked about this. I kind of saw him more there before. But now I'm kind of seeing him like I'm thinking like, whoa, you're really hugging that line now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, not in a bad way.
Is he a famous person? Because I'm not familiar with him, I don't think.
I think he's getting famous for sure. But the thing is that. He definitely is asking the right questions and he's doing the research because he puts all of his research on the story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it? The story or the post or whatever.
Yeah.
So he has all everything he's talking about in that video is backed up by the research he's done.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I like that. Yeah. It's always good to have information. It's always good to listen to somebody who's giving you real information.
Right?
I know it sounds crazy. In
or
a day like now.
Assumed information.
Yeah.
I assume this is going to happen now, so be fearful.
The problem with, I think that's where the problem with our news has gone. Like, even with the local news, it used to be they give you facts, information, like what's going on without any opinion.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, it was like, okay, now here is our editor's opinion, or here's our producer's opinion, whatever it was, they would have that and it would be separate. And you knew that's what
right.
it was. And you accepted. And you're like, okay, yeah. And you actually looked forward to those segments.
Yeah.
But now that those are implanted into even the sports, even the freaking weather, every little piece,
yeah,
you can't watch it. You can't, because yeah. it's really gone from TV programming being, we're going to program these shows into the computer so people can watch them, to we're going to program the brains of Americans. Oh, I've never heard of him. J.P. Oh, Sears, huh?
You've never seen this guy, J.P. Sears?
No, never seen him, no.
That's his name, guys, J.P. Sears.
I'll have to check him out.
Check out his stuff. It's pretty fargin funny. And it's... It's pretty right on.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's sarcastic. It's like, who wouldn't want to live in LA? And he's like sitting in a lawn chair with a bunch of homeless people in the background, you know? And, you know, he does a whole video on our taxes and, you know.
Interesting. We'll have to check him out. By the way, when we were talking about Arizona earlier, producer Jim checked in via the phone line.
Uh-huh.
Producer Jim's he's going to be elsewhere today, and our hearts are with him because mm-hmm. he's doing some family stuff, some yeah. heavy stuff. So we love you, Jim. But he was saying that Mesa, Arizona, is close to the Tempe Air Improv, but you're not at the Improv. You're at
no.
You're at the other.
I think it's like CB Live.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I should probably know.
Yeah, you should. You should look into it.
I'm not confirmed yet. So I haven't called and said, "Hey, were you serious about that?" Because I need to make some arrangements, and I know I should have done that already. But I don't want to leave my children.
Yeah, that's a long haul.
It's just 4 days.
It's a long. Four days is a long time.
When I say it's just 4 days, I'm just saying it's just that it's 4 days. Not it's just 4 days for me. It's
a long time.
A long time of oh my gosh, who needs me?
I was on a trip in Laughlin and I was doing this casino and I was getting way underpaid and I was watching the 49ers on a crappy TV in the hotel room. And I remember talking to my wife and just saying, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I just hate it. I wasn't with my,
yeah.
It's because the kids were so little at the
yeah.
time. It's really hard. You know, when they're a little bit older, it's not as bad, especially with FaceTime and
right.
all that stuff. You can kind of, you know, Jetson
right,
your
right,
way
right,
into
right.
their lives.
Yeah.
But like, it was just so hard because the kids, they couldn't
I
get
didn't
on
even
the
think
phone.
Of doing that.
Yeah.
It was FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime. You've always got yeah. FaceTime. You've always got... I'll tell you some of the fun ways that you can...
Yeah, because I mean, this, like, if I was in my 20s, I'd be like, no way, dude, I'm going to Arizona for a gig. You know, like, I'd
yeah.
be shopping already for the 4 days of what am I going to wear?
You know, I would leave scavenger hunts for the kids where I would leave cards for them every day.
Yeah.
But I would leave clues around the house on where they could find their cards.
Oh.
So it was like, I used to do it before the kids. I would do it for Rebecca because it was just me and her. So
yeah.
I would do like these little scavenger hunts. So she'd get cards on days when I was on the road and stuff.
Aww.
And so when I started doing it for the kids, it was like really, you know, it was kind of cool.
That's
so they kind of liked
thoughtful.
It. And then when I got back, it was like kind of, they were still... You know, we were still, it wasn't
yeah,
like
yeah.
I was just gone. I
right,
was,
right, right.
Yeah. And so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. I might really enjoy it. Maybe I'll go to a spa or something during the day. Actually, that's not a good idea. It'll kill my energy.
You're like, did I say I was going to come back on Monday? I meant the following Monday.
And that's the other thing, right? So that's really a lot of days because I won't be back. I won't be back Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this way too much.
I think so.
I'll be home to pick them up from school.
So typically, this is one of the reasons I drove anytime I could. Sunday's shows are usually earlier than like a Saturday show because people work and blah, 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 blah. Might be different in Arizona because they're freaking party nuts out there.
Are they?
A little bit, especially in the Phoenix area. But like typically it's a 7 o'clock show and like you can actually get on the road by 9, which gets you home at like 3 really? In the morning. Yeah. So it's not, I mean, it doesn't have to be as, it doesn't have to eat up an entire so full.
So I could fly out that night.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. And be home in the morning. Okay.
Yeah. You could fly out that night and be back that night. You could fly out at like.
Oh, yeah. No. What is it? Like a 45 minute flight?
Yeah. If you look on your, because I'm sure you can leave during the show still. You don't have to stay for the entire show. I'm sure that everybody involved would understand that you have a family that you want to.
Right.
That you have stuff, you have responsibilities.
Right.
So you could be on like a 10 o'clock flight and be back here before midnight.
Oh, yeah, and then I have to be here in the morning.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea. That's not what I was getting at, but I like that. The whole time you figure out, oh, that's what you're getting at. You want to make sure I'm here.
Anywho, yeah.
But no, if you can get home and you can get rested, wake up.
Yeah.
You know.
Weren't we just talking about, like, reporting and assumptions, and how did we get back on me? How selfish am I?
Look at me.
Don't look at those losers. Look at me. Do you know what movie that's from?
Isn't that Best in Show?
Yeah. Where's Busy Bee?
It's such a great movie. It's so great. And you could just watch it over and over again.
I know.
Too.
I used to.
Fred Willard was, I think if there was one character that made it, that like tied it up in a bow for me, it was the Fred Willard. He's doing the announcing at the show.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's so great.
Every single character in that movie is absolute perfection for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen Waiting for Guffman? That was, I think, the first one they made or the second. That one is pretty great too.
Is that the one? Were they doing like a movie?
It's a small town and they're doing like community theater.
Yeah, right, right. Such a good one. I gotta find that one. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty darn. They're pretty great. I love that a lot of it's improvised.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can tell. The thing about The Best in Show is you can tell that each person has had their own, they've put their own personality into
absolutely.
Their characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I love, I'm so bad with names. The actress that's married to the old guy, she goes, yeah, we can talk or not talk.
Can you believe in some countries they eat these precious animals? He's so amazing. He's so amazing.
Oh my gosh, let's go watch it.
I totally want to do it. Well, that was one of the ideas of like, you know, we were talking about maybe doing the parade over Giggle. So like we would do like a simulcast.
Oh my gosh. So wait a second. I just had an idea. It's all about me again.
Yeah.
Christmas parade. Can we bring our dogs and dress them up?
That's random, but yeah, I'm sure there's no rule against it. As long as it's appropriate for children.
Yes. I don't think anyone will be in heat, but somebody might be knocked up. I'm sorry, you were saying?
Oh, so that was just a random, it didn't loop back into the conversation at all? That's hilarious.
You were talking about a parade, so that's what I thought it was, a Christmas parade.
I was talking about a parade? Oh, yeah, no, I was talking, that's right. So I was talking about we would simulcast, so we would broadcast while we're watching the parade so people can watch the parade and listen to us being goofballs instead
of... Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Instead of having to listen to Seacrest and...
We have to write all these things down.
Roker and all those guys.
I know. Boring.
We're going to be in March for sure. We're going to be at like some MMA fights. So we'll figure out.
Oh, for
how
real?
To work that.
That's really happening?
For sure, yeah. They had to push it. It actually was going to be this weekend, and it was going to be for sure. But
well, I got to put that in my calendar because that's exciting.
So COVID kind of bumped it. Yeah.
It's okay. The Omicron?
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't really. Called? They were kind of disappointed too. They're like, ah, come on. They got their attitude was, but yeah. I don't think it was their choice. I think
they're like, if we haven't gotten it by now, we're not getting it.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are practically, you know, spitting in each other's faces.
Yeah, they
like,
all
what like
they all climb all over each other.
Yeah, it's like what's the worst that's going to happen here, guys? If they haven't gotten it already, they're not going to get it.
Yeah, and they're really finely tuned athletes, so they've got the antibodies.
Well, but what I'm saying is, like, they train morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
And they train with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like, if they haven't gotten it already.
Well, that was the issue with, like, fighters were getting pulled out because of it, because one person in the camp would get it, and then the entire gym would have it.
Yeah, but
and then they'd all
good.
Get over it.
And then yeah. It's like a chicken pox party. Then you're done.
Yeah, and then let's see. I'm trying to think. Was it Jorge Masvidal who flew? It was actually out in Dubai because the UFC, because the United States went so like kind of I don't want to say they went crazy, but basically shut everything down. You couldn't really do anything when they were fighting in Dubai. They were having fighters that were flying all the way to Dubai and then testing negative. They'd get negative tests in Vegas. You'd have to get like three or four in a row before they'd fly you to Dubai. So there's like this big, long process and you couldn't have contact with anybody.
And then they flew in a plane.
Flew them into Dubai and then and they test positive after all that.
How long does it take to fly into Dubai? Does it take 3 days?
I have no idea.
Because it takes about 3 days for it to manifest and come out, like once you've been infected. So it still takes a couple of days for it to show up.
Well, they had a lot of people and their protocols were really, I mean, they were covering themselves really well. They were keeping people separate.
Oh, yeah.
There was still constantly.
Ridiculous.
So I don't think they really know how this thing spread, to be honest with
you. No. My husband had to test on Monday. So this is really funny. So everybody had to show up to work and get tested, and then they all stayed at work.
We'll have your tests when you come back tomorrow.
And then
we'll have your results.
And then the next day, which was yesterday, he stayed home, and I said, aren't you going to work? He goes, I have to wait for my test results.
Let me write that down.
That's amazing.
And then he goes, huh, I tested negative. I'm like, that's great. He goes, I was kind of hoping it was positive.
Well, the good news is they made him work all day, so he was probably surrounded with people. Maybe somebody tested negative.
Oh, it's so
funny. Or maybe
somebody
tested positive.
And I said, why? And he goes, because that means, you know, we'd all have it again and we just get it out of the way and then we could just move on with the rest of the year and, like, not be, you know, paranoid. And I'm like, I'm not paranoid. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I think he's talking about, because I know, I'm sure he's talked about this, Hollywood productions are shutting down again. That's what I'm talking about when I say the country's shutting down. So anybody listening might not know about that, but they're shutting down like crazy again. Like they're boom, boom, boom. I know people who have had work, like, well, Sarah had a lot of work.
All our tax dollars. I'm not kidding, man.
Sarah had something like 20 days of good on, you know, on location shoot work scheduled, and all of it from different production companies taken away because they decided to push their productions till whatever, April or whatever.
Well, I think, and this is just insider information, and I don't know which production companies are doing it or not, but apparently the legal departments and some of these production companies are saying you cannot not hire people that aren't vaccinated.
That's interesting. So some production companies maybe that's why they're closing down.
Maybe, because now they're like, well, now we're just liable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's some kind of a, I don't know. I don't know if it's a, you can't strike, but I guess maybe it's a way of striking. I mean, I know that California is a big part of our country's economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? It's agriculture first, right? I don't remember, but I know that Hollywood and California in general kind of a lot of our money gets filtered out throughout the country. So
right.
you can't keep shutting down, and we can't keep getting money from the government. Everybody in this entire country is paying taxes. That money is not free money.
Yeah.
That money is money that's coming out of the paycheck from the McDonald's worker to the corporate whoever. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's paying in on this, and then inflation is still happening. Like, what, something's got to give here. Like, we're going to implode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't keep shutting businesses down. You can't keep putting restrictions on businesses.
Can't keep taking away jobs, right? Raising the price of housing.
And you can't keep raising, you know, the minimum wage.
Claim that you're dealing with the homeless crisis.
It's just kind of like, what's happening? Like, I don't hear those questions being asked on a regular basis from regular people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm all for social justice and all of that kind of stuff, and I'm all for the environment, but what is happening to our quality of life, people? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. I feel you.
It's going to get scary at some point, because there isn't going to be any money left for all the things that it's supposed to be there for. Sorry, we can't give you unemployment. We ran out. We're going to have to raise taxes again to make sure you can get that.
Yeah, it feels like we needed like a clean slate on the national level, where we're like, okay, let's go ahead and restructure the way this is done. More lobbyists, yeah. no more BS.
No, let me tell you something. If you, and the whole, like, here's the thing. If you are a lobbyist, if you are you're working in Washington and you're making deals for corporations that are making billions of money all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And you know that the stock option's going to do this and how many of those Washington people do you think bought into Pfizer before we knew what Pfizer was?
Well, it's been proven that they did. Like, there's been a bunch of them.
So it's kind of like, no, you don't get to do that when you're in there.
Yeah.
Sorry, you are a civil servant of the country, and you don't get those little bonus inquiries.
Right.
But, I mean, they're going to get it anyway. They're just going to go through a cousin or something.
Yeah. There's got to be. Yeah. If people at the radio station can figure out how to win prizes.
Yeah, let's be honest. That's what I would do.
Let me write that down.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Holla. We're back. Wow, that music stopped quick. We're in the middle of a conversation here, and it just dropped on us.
Yeah.
That's all right. We went long on the last one, so this will be a little shorter.
You ever meet a famous person, and in real life, they look a lot different than you thought they did?
Yes, many times.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he's little.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Little guy.
Even Arnold is not as tall as people expect him to be.
He's really?
Probably about 5'10". And you have this image of him being just this, you know, because in the movies, he's so big.
Totally.
He's
Mark Wahlberg.
Terminator. He's so much taller than everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, Wahlberg. I can imagine him being a little guy.
He's not that little, but he's not as buff as he looks in the movies.
I'll tell you what, out of the three people that we mentioned, Wahlberg's the one I wouldn't mess with.
No.
That's the dude that can throw. I can guarantee you that Boston boy that used to run the streets with his boys. He knows how to throw down. I can guarantee you that.
I know.
Look at you pepped up. Oh, yeah. So there's an element Roach likes.
Well, I like him because, I have he's a very family-oriented guy. He's got a lot of family values, and I totally appreciate that.
Well, he's close to his brothers and close to.
But even like his kids, mm-hmm. you know. He was, we played his kid's team for football, school league, and he was there, and he didn't have to. He was like, it's like right after school. It's like at 3 o'clock. They probably live who knows where, and the game was at Thousand Oaks. It was in Thousand Oaks, and he totally made it.
That's so cool.
You know, and it was kind of cool. He had a driver, which meant he was probably in the middle of shooting something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Probably taken there.
Yeah, because his wife came in a different car, and he met them there, and then off they went. And I just thought, that's awesome.
I feel like he's probably kind of like the Kevin Hart type that wakes up and starts working at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, he works out like crazy.
And works until bedtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he works out. Like, so I follow him, and I follow his family, and they post, like, they work out together.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they all go out and do workouts together?
No, they have like a gym and they show, he's kind of a show off. Like, look how many of these I can do. But, and he doesn't say it like that, but you're kind of looking at him going, holy crap, how do you do that many?
He's a monster, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. He's a finely tuned machine.
He's a bulldog.
Yeah.
But more like a pit bull.
And he's got to be 50 now. He's got to be pushing 50.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be right around my age. I think
I was 17 when I went to New York, and he was on that poster with the Calvin Klein chonies on.
How old is the other Mark Wahlberg? Do you remember the other Mark
There's
Wahlberg?
Another Mark?
Yeah, there is. He hosted a lot of, what did he host? Dating shows and stuff like that.
How did SAG figure that one out? How could they both keep their names?
I don't know.
Spelled differently by
Okay, a so letter? Wahlberg is 50. His birthday 2 days before mine.
Okay.
Amazing. We're both of the Gemini variety.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was 17. He was just a little bit older. I remember that for me was like, that's the billboard, the famous billboard.
Yeah, he was in his chonies, huh?
Uh-huh, for Calvin Klein. And I was like, I'm seeing it live.
Well, he's on the sideline of his kid's game. You're like, I see the Calvin Klein man on the sidelines.
How does song go? Feel the vibration.
Oh, that's right, huh? Oh,
feel it.
The Funky Bunch. That's true.
I think I'm going to have to download that song after the show.
Yeah, we should make that one of our songs.
I think we should. Again, a big supporter of the Wahlbergs.
That'd be great. You'd have him tune in and he'd go, how many times you guys played this?
Oh, no, that's right. They're going to come after us.
You know, this lady on the opposing team, she uses a lot of your music. No. By the way, we are covered under licensing to play pretty much anything we want on the Live 365 app. That's why I was doing I'm not going to keep doing it, the old school jams night. It's just too much work because you have to get all the stuff ready and then you have to be up at night. And so I think it would be better to do to drop a... another talk show variety. I really want to get me and my friend Nick DeLee, who's a fighter, trainer, stunt woman, model, everything else.
Yeah.
We started working on a show called Extraordinary Experiences. It's kind of like a ghost and UFO and that kind of stuff. And then she just keeps getting really busy. And so we haven't been able to do it. But that's kind of what I want to drop in that time slot if we can.
Let's do it.
Get her butt in here.
Wait a second. Doesn't she live in Florida? Didn't you tell me that?
No. That's my friend Maureen. No, Nick DeLee lives here in Ventura.
She's close by.
Yeah. In fact, I don't know if I can tell all that business, but yeah, she's really involved in the West Coast Academy over here.
Okay.
Yeah, West Coast Jiu-Jitsu, West Coast MMA. Yeah.
Is that the one you can see from the freeway? No.
You can, but you probably wouldn't be able to identify it.
Okay.
Technically, you could see the building, but you wouldn't probably.
Yeah, that's I think I can see the building.
But yeah, so hopefully we'll get that going. But yeah, the music was a little, the whole thing is trying to do a different playlist every night and all that stuff. Yeah. It was just a way more work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so I need to focus. We're building this and we're moving forward with it. We want to make sure that we're not spinning our wheels, and as fun as that would be, and maybe that's something that can come up later.
Well, are you talking about spinning music or are you talking about extraordinary stories? Because is that what it was called?
Oh no, extraordinary experiences.
Experience.
Oh no, that'll be back for sure.
I would listen to that religiously.
Yeah, because that's just conversation. Like we don't do one of the things that kind of frustrated me about different aspects of radio is the over preparation. Not necessarily on the show that I was on, but I saw it a lot in different places where it was really over prepared. And so, I mean, we do very little preparation.
Yeah, I've had some of our, I don't know what you would call him, but definitely there's the question about, you guys just go in there and talk? Or you
feedback guys, from you, Boss Slade.
You guys got any structure going on in there? How do you guys know what you're going to talk about? And I'm just like, well, we both have like ADD minds, so one of us will trail off into another subject and the other one will just tag along and, you know, and then it'll happen the other way around and then I'll tag along and then
it's, I think we always circle back. I think we usually make it back.
I think we kind of realize we're good at realizing that, you know, we do that, but definitely, hey, if you guys have any input on something you'd like to hear us talk about or enjoy us talking about, give us an email.
Yeah, and send us an email at giggleslivesp@gmail. giggleslivesp@gmail. And you can find that on the Giggles Live website.
Yeah, and just kind of give us, hey, it would be fun if you guys did this or can you talk about that? And
what I really want to know is what is the most convenient app? What app would make you say, I'm making this part of my daily? Because what I'm hearing on the streets is the apps are kind of like everything. Like people don't want to download a new app, especially not for just one show.
Right.
You know, and we're not egotistical enough to think, oh, we're so great. Everybody needs to download an app just to enjoy us.
Right.
So is it Spotify that you listen to? Is it Pandora? Is it Insta. iHeart. That's what I listen to.
iHeart. Oh, iHeart is a huge one, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I love iHeart.
You could do podcasts on there.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, there's a process to get on there, and I think we can put together a package and get on there.
Isn't there an app on Apple that says podcasts on it? I've never even pushed on it. I mean, this is how prepared we are, folks.
Yeah, we want to go. And so we want to know, would you rather see us on YouTube? Would you rather see us on Facebook? I mean, we're still going to be here. We're not leaving Line 365, but we're branching out and we want to focus our energies in places where we're meeting people that would want to hang out.
Totally.
Basically. Hang out digitally.
Yes. You can hear us anytime.
Little Willie Green from New Orleans, a greedy boy was he. He always liked a lot of kids around just to keep him company. One day his ma bought him a jelly roll, the best cake that was made. And when the kids began to hang around, little Willie said, I ain't gonna give nobody none of this jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. Mama told me today, when she went away, to be a good boy, she'd bring me a toy. I'm my mama's pride and joy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, cause I ain't gonna give you none. right now to this jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My ma told me today when she went away, to be a good boy, she bring that toy. I'm my mama's red eye boy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you down. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, 'cause I ain't gonna give you none.